Here's another way of looking at it, where it's top down and you can see what's currently selected is the one from Robertson that has iris in it and then text map, and you see there's some use of translucency and things are being mapped to the back. And the point with this kind of visualization is that what is being brought into the foreground is what you're currently interested in, but you can bring other things into the foreground and it uses animation to do so. The best way you can see it is by downloading the video, and similarly like with the perspective wall, you can also choose to save it to your hard disk by following the second hyperlink and then right-clicking on cone3.avi. And I think once you've seen the video, some of the things will become more clear in terms of how the visual interface works.